I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is March the 28th, 2023. And if we could get a roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
And Chair Stabler.
Present. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congresswoman Shaw to say her prayer this afternoon.
Thank you, Chair. Please bow your heads. Father, we come to you today thanking you for everything that you've given us and for this beautiful day, Lord. Please continue to bless the Osage Nation and all the members of the Osage Nation as we move forward with this day in this very important session. Please take care of our mourners, our children, elders, and military personnel. And I ask you to be with us as we continue to do our best to make good decisions for the Osage Nation, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. And next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebar.
I believe our meeting was called to order yesterday at 1:02 p.m., not 10 a.m.
Okay, Clark, did you get that?
Well, let me ask a question. Are these minutes from yesterday's meeting? So the date would be March 27th, correct? Not the 21st?
Yes. So date and time. You got it?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Thank you all. Next on the agenda is the Budget Analyst Report. Mr. Frazier, do you have anything, any updates for us or anything?
I could go over the amendments if you wanted, just very briefly.
Okay.
Good afternoon, committee. There's only one bill the committee will be considering today, ONCA 2329. Four amendments to the bill are set to be considered. One amendment will insert appropriations of non-tribal funds for the construction of the new judicial building and the new child care facility. These budgets are simply being moved from ONCA 2328 to ONCA 2329. A second amendment would alter the DHS stabilization fund budgets but would have no net impact on the amount being appropriated by the bill. A third amendment would make some changes to the racial equity and journalism budget, and again, this would have no net impact on the amount being appropriated. Finally, the fourth amendment removes the tribal matching funds from the resident opportunity and support services budget. Rather than appropriating the tribal match from the general fund, the treasurer has requested that these funds be stricken, and he will source it from the grant matching fund. This would reduce the tribal appropriations being considered this session by $74,287.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2329, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $617,313 of non-tribal funds and $74,287 of tribal matching funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rebar, you are the sponsor and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Jordan, for going over the amendments. I'm waiting on a couple of more amendments, Chair, from legal. And once I receive those, I'll start doing those amendments. At this time, I think we had ended yesterday to begin talking about the Justice Assistance Grant local law enforcement.
Yes.
And I was wondering if Mr. Williams is on the line.
Yes, he is.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
You want to talk about the local law enforcement?
What I'm talking about today is a grant that we had received. Originally, we were looking at a new product coming out that would help enhance the safety of the officers. Since then, we've done more studying on that, and we've repurposed our grant monies to go ahead and move forward with our radio communications. Got several radios that have been damaged or not in works at the moment, and this will allow me to replace those and a few extras.
Congresswoman Rebar, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, there's nothing that I wanted to add, Chair.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments from anyone? Okay, if not, then I guess we could move on to page 10. Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So this is the, thank you, Mr. Williams. We appreciate your time.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. This section 20A is the LIHEAP emergency supplement. And I believe on the call should be Director Kimball.
Yes, I think I saw her earlier.
Miss Andrea, can you hear us?
No, she's not there.
Okay, Miss Krista, do you want to talk a little bit about this?
Yes, I believe she may not be here because this is an amended budget. Looks like we got some extra funding for this, an amount of $36,671. I sent all the documents down, backup documents. Is there a question?
Does anyone have any comments or questions for Ms. Fulkerson? No, I guess we don't, and I appreciate the information you sent down. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, the next section is 22A, the National Park Service. This is for Historic Prez. And if anybody has any questions,
This one, I believe, is a new grant from the United States Department of Interior, and the funds will be used to complete. It looks as though it's for the NACPRA activities in Missouri.
If no one else has a question, I just had one on this one. And it does say contractor, I see. I just wondered if this was gonna be strictly bringing an outside contractor, and then would we see it roll over into a permanent, or would it just remain a contract to be done with when it's over? I was just thinking about the fall session.
Chair, I believe Dr. Hunter's on the call.
Is she? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Dr. Hunter.
Hello. For this grant, it is a grant that we receive every year from the National Park Service for conducting our Section 106 reviews and survey and monitoring. And we just have to apply for it every year, but we've received this every year since we were designated a TIPO office.
Okay.
And the work is for a contract archaeologist, and we have been able to pay for them through this grant every year, and it's not a position where we would then convert it to a regular full-time position. This is simply through the Park Service, and it's not for NAGPRA work. This is for the National Historic Preservation Act, Section 106 work.
Okay, thank you very much. That was my only question. Anyone else have anything before we move on? Okay, thank you, Dr. Hunter. Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, thank you, ma'am. The next section is 23B, the Phillips 66 grant. And this, I believe, is a new, I would say, not really a grant, but contract dollars or donation, if you will, for a specific purpose. And I believe I invited Justin. I don't know if he's on the line, but this was funding received from Phillips to purchase park benches for the outdoor health complex, but I don't know that we have one, and I don't know if they meant the Eco Park or maybe he could talk a little bit more about that.
Mr. Carr, did you hear that?
Yes, ma'am. It is intended for the outdoor health complex, benches, trash receptacles.
I'm sorry, I didn't make that out. Did anybody else?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just couldn't hear you clearly. What was it you said?
Yes, the intended purpose for it is for trash receptacles and benches for the health complex.
For the health complex or the sports complex?
Well, I think the same thing. Down with the old railroad right away.
Yep. Chair, I may.
Is that Mr. McIntosh?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And I would agree with Justin that property seems to be inadvertently called health complex, sports complex, but it's the property there that he is speaking of. I believe that's where the money is intended for that property. I don't know that property has a established property name, but it's referred to as both.
Well, the health complex is going out for funding and loans to build their portion of it, which sits on Main Street. The sports complex, we've never been given any budget information for that complex yet. So is there a budget for it?
I think this is a budget that's just to put benches down there on that property. I think it's just that that was the description of the property that was being used. Mr. Carr would probably have more in regards to the location of the benches, but that's.
Currently, we have our roads federal monies budgeted for the remediation of the contaminated soil, which is starting next week. And then once the remediation is done, we have trails and a parking area and a road that we are building through that property.
Okay. How is that being built? From what funds?
Our federal roads funds.
So that's the roads portion of it. Are you building the actual complex then? The basketball courts and all that, tennis courts, whatever?
No, it'll only be all the walking trails, the parking lots, and the road. And then the benches and trash receptacles with this Phillips 66 donation. And then we received, which y'all haven't seen yet, another donation from another oil company that's actually going to be for the basketball courts.
You said you've got another donation?
It just came through. Matt, I'm not trying to get it through to you.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Is that Mr. Johnson? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the outdoor health complex that we presented to the Congress, I guess, 2 years ago now. As one of the ARPA projects, and we're not appropriated any money for it. And we're told during one of the meetings to, you know, if we could find funding, then we could fund it. And so the federal roads money will mitigate all of the bad soil that's down there. We have a plan that will get rid of all the bad stuff. And then they're going to put in parking, continuation of the trails from the Little Heritage Park side. So it'll sort of connect across Lynn Avenue and bring that running / walking trail all the way down to, I think it's Kaihika, roughly that area. And these benches will be along that, along those trails. So, you know, if you're running along, you can take a break and sit down. And what's the road is going to be an extension of 4th Street, because we have talked to the city of Pawhuska and the community, and we will eventually close Prudham, so that entire, what we term the railroad right-of-way, will be closed off to vehicle traffic, so you can utilize those trails, that walking trail, you know, kind of without fear of getting run over by a car. And we have a $100,000, we've obtained a $100,000 grant from an energy company that we'll be bringing to you at a later date. We just got it. I saw the email yesterday, I think. And that will be utilized for basketball courts down there in that area. So we're looking for the funding individually to complete this outdoor health complex.
Speaker.
Well, I just wanted to segue into, since we're talking about roads money, federal dollars, and I know this administration's very cognizant of health and keeping our kids safe. So Casey Johnson just mentioned, you know, keeping the cars and keeping walkers safe. And while I have executive and, well, Casey and Justin on this call, are you all going after any grant dollars to get that sidewalk in Hominy from the school to the Fallon Edition, where several of our Osage kids walk up and down that Cotton Gin Road in an unsafe manner? Or is there any federal dollars or grants that you guys could look at or go after to keep them safe as they walk to and from school in the morning and in the afternoon?
Madam Speaker.
Mr. Johnson, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a, I have spoken to Justin about that. He can speak in detail. I don't remember the conversation exactly, but there is something that prevents us, I think, from running that sidewalk. I don't really recall the conversation, but Justin can speak obviously more clearly to it than I can.
Mr. Carr, do you have a response?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yeah, we've looked into it. I even had engineers look into it, and it's not that it's not possible. It's possible. And but with the terrain and the lack of right-of-way, it is going to be a massive undertaking. We're talking millions of dollars just to get a sidewalk in. So I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying that's just something we got to weigh in on is, do we want to spend $2 to $3 million just to get a sidewalk run down the road?
How long is the sidewalk? What's the length of it?
I don't know. Cotton Gin's probably a couple of miles, but it's gone from now a million to millions. So that, I guess, and it's there's Osage land on one side of all the way, the whole road. So I guess there's it's just not a possibility.
Well, it is possible.
How much you said there was the $100,000 donation, but then there was the mention that there was roads money going into it, and I'm looking for my support docs, but what's the amount of money from roads going into the sports complex?
I have to go look and see what we have in there. I'm looking right now.
Would you please?
And Chair, just Madam Chair.
Mr. McIntosh.
Yeah, and I think if Justin provides that number, if I'm correctly, some of that's just is for remediation as well as, you know, in addition to the parking lot. So may need to make sure it's more the costs, not the full cost, because there's remediation in the full project amount.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we have $2 million budgeted, and like Tyler said, a lot of that is for the remediation of the contaminated soil.
Well, that's too bad, because it's been at least 5 years, 6 years now, I guess, starting 6 years, that I've heard about that sidewalk at Hominy. Any other comments or questions? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate it. I just want to make sure, because I realize that this particular grant, the Phillips 66 grant, is for a fairly small amount, but this conversation comes up quite a bit. I get questions about this quite a bit. So when you refer to the outdoor health complex, you're referring to the sports complex. Is that correct?
This administration refers to this project as an outdoor health complex. You can call it a sports complex if that's what you wish, ma'am. But I'm just telling you what we have been calling it up here.
Thank you, Chair. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I think it's been, you know, referred to as a sports complex, not necessarily officially, but that's what I wanted to clear up. So when you're talking about the outdoor health complex, you are talking about what has been called from time to time the sports complex. So we are moving forward with that project, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Madam Chair.
Mr. McIntosh.
I just said that defining sports complex and health complex, a lot of times in federal, you know, grant type information in the healthcare industry, health, preventative health is a, you know, huge initiative. Having a place to walk, exercise, things of that nature. And I think that's why the decision was more made to say, hey, this needs to be more of a health complex in the direction it's being described as. A sports complex to me reminds me of when I go 30 miles up the road from my hometown to Muskogee, and I go in and there's 10 baseball fields where tournaments, games going on at every field and location. To me, I would think that that's kind of the difference between potentially health complex versus a sports complex. In terminology, that would is the way I understand kind of the direction.
Could you repeat that last statement? I got lost at the second.
Just saying that typically a sports complex to me is when I go in, and generally when I hear sports complex, it's a local, we don't have a sports complex in my hometown, small town. But we have a lot of walking trails, and it's under the same kind of term, health. A sports complex is typically composed of like 5 to 10 baseball fields where tournaments and games are going on simultaneously. You know, we go to a sports complex in bigger towns to go play in tournaments. But to come to our little walking trail, I wouldn't consider in my hometown a sports complex, but more of a health complex and trail around the lake. I think that that's where, in trying to say that the health complex is the same thing as a sports complex, I think we may be muddying the waters a little bit. It's kind of,
well, it was first presented to us as a sports complex, and it included tournament ball fields. So I'm assuming that's still the same end goal, the basketball courts, the tennis courts, couple of tournament ball fields, all going into this project. And like we said, several of us expressed, it's not that we're against this sort of thing, but we have other priorities. We want to make sure those priorities are fulfilled. And so if we're going to be having to come up with roads money for other projects, or we're going to have to come up for you know, if it wasn't for the children being on the fields, we wouldn't be going through this multi-million dollar mitigation. So I just want to know where the budget is, what the funding is, what it's taking away from other projects that we have is my concern. All right, Speaker.
Yeah, and so it was originally brought to us as a sports complex. Then the wording changed to health, and the Builders Unlimited document that I'm looking at says soccer fields, baseball fields, softball fields, site amenities, fitness areas. It does say walk trails, playground areas, et cetera, et cetera. And then my additional question would be, so you're getting grant money now, what's the cost to the nation after you get it all built? For upkeep, insurance, staffing, what, I mean, we're gonna make a decision today based off of grant dollars, but our decision should be based off of not only the grant dollars that are free right now, but what's the cost gonna be on a yearly after it's all done?
Chair. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Speaker. I think those are really, you know, good questions. And I would like to add to that if I can. So we've been looking and talking about for a while all of our ARPA projects that we have that are pending and things of that nature, and some tribal projects, tribally funded projects as well. And so I just want to ensure that we're using our roads dollars to help with those projects as much as possible. An example was the PRT. At one point they had chosen to use ARPA dollars for roads rather than using the federal roads dollars. And of course it was costing us more in ARPA when we had all these other projects. So be that as it may, whether it's a sports or health complex, I kind of have the same questions. Krista, are you currently applying for grants for a health complex at this time?
Yes, we are. Right now, I don't have any on the table right now that we're applying for at this time.
Okay. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
So we don't have any grants that we're seeking for a complex?
Not at this current date today, no. I have nothing in the hopper, put it that way.
Okay.
Right now.
So we have this little bit of Phillips $66, which are they restricted or restricted for this purpose, or they could be used for anything?
Go ahead.
Well, typically if you get a donation from an organization, they'll either restrict it or they don't restrict it.
Yeah, I know. I thought someone else was trying to talk. I heard somebody yes. say something. Was it Tyler?
Chair, yes, sir.
Okay, Ms. Fulkerson, so were you finished there? You want us to go to Mr. McIntosh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to answer that question. Yeah, this would be more related to contract where, I mean, currently, you know, Krista's area is primarily typically focused in on the federal awards grants. As Mr. Casey had explained earlier, or Mr. Johnson had explained earlier, that they are seeking through organizations funding to assist with the operation or the direction that they're going on that property. And that's where essentially it's $14,000. And I think that's the budget that's up for either to be appropriated or not appropriated. I think in the contract, it outlines that it's used for benches related to all those items that I believe Speaker had mentioned, softball fields, et cetera, sidewalks. So I think as long as it meets that, and it's used for the location that's designated in the letter, and that it's used for the purposes designated in the letter, that in GASB you would term that as restricted because it's restricted by a third party outside source. If we do not use those funds as they kind of directed them to be used, or we don't appropriate them in that fashion, to me, I would need to turn around and refund that money back to them after cashing the check.
Chair.
So I would determine it restricted.
Congresswoman Rebarden.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I understand that. And thank you, Tyler. That's kind of what I was getting to. We're not seeing the letter.
It's in the support docs.
I'm not seeing the letter.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I'm seeing a copy of a check and a microid document.
Yeah.
And like a summary from Krista that talks about it, but we're not seeing the letter. That's why I ask if these monies were restricted, because I'm not able to tell whether they are or not, but it sounds as though they are. So I apologize. I'm not seeing what you're seeing, Tyler. So
you want us to request the letter?
We could. Can you send that letter to us real quick, Tyler?
Yes, I'll just find it.
Okay, could you send it to Caitlin? You want to give him the email to send to? Because I think we're, is it to Brooklyn or the clerk of Congress?
Yes, Tyler, I will send you an email with Brooklyn's email and the clerk of Congress email, and you can copy me on it as well, please.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Okay, so Justin, with my discussion or just a little bit about the ARPA projects that we have in front of us and the other tribal projects, and the last tip that I have from you is, you know, dated, I think it's 2022 through, oh, I can't remember. It's for, I apologize. I was looking through it. I don't see this project in your current tip, so that's why I was curious. And it maybe it is. I didn't get that far, but this is your long-range plan, as you know, from 22 through 41. But I didn't see this particular project in your roads plan. And maybe I'm just missing it.
It's in our five-year tip, and we're going to update it when we update our tip this year, but we actually had it on there as activities complex, Bahuska Activities Complex, because at the time we were kind of in the middle of sports complex, health complex. So I put it on there as activities complex, but I'm going to update it to the health complex, but it's on there.
In your long-range plan?
In our tip, our five-year plan.
Could you send that to us as well?
Sure.
Just send it to the St. Caitlin. Can you email him, Justin Carr? And then just send us your five-year as well, because we've got the long range. And the reason I'm asking is that we're trying to, you know, look at everything big picture, and I know that Tyler is, and we're trying to look at this as a big picture of all of our ARPA projects. And I just want to ensure that we've got the monies available to finish all the projects ahead of us. And I know that that's on everyone's agenda. And so those are just good reasons, or I usually just go to your plans and look at what you've put for your roads. So I guess, Chair, Casey, so when are you guys going to submit the $100,000? Are you going to do it during HUNCA so you're authorized to spend it?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I was on the phone. The other phone, was that for me?
That's a question to you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to try to get it down to you as fast as we can. Yes, well, ma'am.
The reason I ask.
I'm looking for that email. I know I saw it.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is this bill that we're talking about, 2329, is with regards to FY23. Funds, so I can insert it into this bill if we need to. So I was just saying, I don't, you know, is that something that you guys are wanting to get to us so we can address it in this bill?
Well, yeah, so we don't have the check or the contract or anything. I did see the email. I'm looking at it right now. And it was sent today from the energy company for $100,000, but we won't have anything to actually like give you for 10 business days. So except an email. I mean, but I don't know about you, but I don't want to go off an email. I'd prefer to have the actual official, you know, letter or whatever in hand. before, you know, I would ask you to appropriate. I don't want to ask you to appropriate off an email.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
So we're looking at maybe, hopefully 10 days from now is what this gentleman says. So we will see.
Okay. So Chair, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a good, so you're not going to seek a grant for any type of complex. You're fundraising, it sounds like, or you're seeking donors.
Well, these are considered grants. So they're grants from companies for, so yeah.
Okay, how many of you, or Krista, how many have you applied for at this time from different organizations for the complex?
I don't have that list in front of me, but I will say that we had one a year or two ago, and then we have one that's outstanding now that we're waiting on through the state of Oklahoma, and then we have one from this Phillips 66, which these are foundational grants, and they are restricted monies, as Tyler had mentioned. And I'd have to give a rundown on what, how much, you know, they've gotten so far, but I'm not prepared to do that right now. I'm just going off of the top of my head. But right now I don't have anything that we're applying, like we're not creating a proposal or application at this moment for that, if that's what you're asking.
So Mr. McIntosh, have the past monies gone through here for authorization?
Which monies are you referring to?
Chris referred to some money from a year ago.
All non-tribal dollars that have come in have come down for appropriation.
Okay.
There's been very, I think we had a couple of donations come in, but very minimal. I'd have to go look at the details on those, but those donations typically are not more than, one would be where the church from Missouri sends us a check, basically says, and that money, if you read the code where it says it's not specified when it comes in, they ended up with rights to a head right. They feel like they should not keep that money. And that's where that $70,000 came from. And we brought that before appropriations, and that's what funded the veterans trip to DC. But we've received other small donations like that are typically $5,000, and it's for this. And when it says in the code that when it's specified by the donor or donation or who's giving you those funds, that Congress appropriates them when received is specified. Now, the conversation in this $14,000 grant, I would call it kind of a grant contract. A lot of times are tied to federals and state level, but a lot of corporations and companies, they have initiatives that they put money back into for community and social purposes. Now, if that's a grant or a donation, you know, your determination of how we determine that to determine whether or not this should even come to Congress or if this is received from a third party like that, the code says, is that a donation? And it can be utilized as what they specified the money for, because the code said it would be appropriated if it was determined as a donation as opposed to a contract or grant. And that's why it's in front of you today, because I don't think there's a clear definition. And to be conservative, I would rather bring it in front of you instead of taking to say that we did something that we weren't being transparent in what we're doing. So just based on that of saying, well, let's take it in front so we can't be accused of going and calling it a donation and using the money for what it's been specified for from the corporation or company. Now let's bring it about and get it appropriated. And that's why a $14,000 grant from, I think, Phillips 66 is in front of you for consideration.
Chair,
go ahead.
So looks, I'm just asking, can we move on and then we'll wait for the 5-year tip to come in the letter? I think they were waiting to send that and then we can come back. Is that okay?
That would be fine. So you move on to the Project Piston.
Okay.
Section 24.
Thank you, Chair. The next is the Project Piston. And I believe this is operated through DePoska, or I believe. Who's on the, is Mr. Martin on the call?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hello, Mr. Martin.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing good, thank you.
So this is your, you know, Project Piston. It looks like it's an amendment. It's like a budget modification. It says was completed by the funder, moving money from fringe and reappropriating the fringe fund requirement underneath. It looks as though we're talking about $115,000. And this is something, of course, it's coming from the United States Department of Ed. And I didn't know if you want to speak to it, or is everything, you feel like everything's good and we can just move on?
Yeah, this grant's working out real well for us. It's a 5-year grant, and this is, we're in the second year, and it's in a, through the Hominy Co-op, and we work with them, we're collaborating with them, and it's nice to have their collaboration. It brings in educational elements from this area, from Osage County, and we all work together and to make this grant possible. So it's a good team player here with the other schools in the area.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Martin. I don't have any other questions, Chair, for him.
Anyone else have any questions or comments? If not, then we'll move on.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
You're welcome.
The next section, Chair, is Section 24A, the Racial Equity in Journalism. And this is a grant for $100,000. I do have an amendment to present, if I may.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make an amendment to pages 14, lines 601 through 629. Strike lines 601 through 629 and insert the following. And that amendment is found in your email. So I've made a motion, Chair.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Does anybody know when the email came in?
Maybe amendments here. Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Clerk.
Could I ask for the motion again? I'm sorry.
That was sent out.
Okay, which one? Because I have three from today, or for today.
Okay, it was sent out from Ms. Kimball at 108. PM, and there's two amendments, and it's the first one.
Everybody find it? Yes. Can you explain the changes or why there's changes?
Yes, ma'am. The changes are moving the $19,329 from IDC to professional fees.
Okay,
Any questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Clerk.
I apologize, but I am still confused which amendment we're looking at, which pages and line number.
Page 14, lines 601 through 629. It's amendment number one on the email. All right, now we're in order here. Any questions or comments regarding this amendment? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Amendment passes.
Thank you, Chair.
Congresswoman Rebar, go ahead.
Moving to section 25A, the Resident Opportunity and Support Services. I also have an amendment for this section as well regarding the tribal appropriation of $74,287. And before I make the motion, I would like to give the treasurer a little bit of time to discuss that real quick. I did speak to him this morning and he's also had discussions with the budget analyst.
Mr. McIntosh.
Could I have Congresswoman Rebard repeat? I was actually looking for that letter I need to send down. I apologize.
We're discussing the $74,287 tribal appropriation, the grant match for the Resident Opportunity and Support Services.
Yes, I think that after our discussion, kind of providing the information that we do have funds available in the match granting fund and that removing that, I think, out of the bill would make a cleaner use of those funds. And it wouldn't show that the general fund kind of, in essence, state that the general fund would be funding that match. And, but yes, that is, I agree to show that not to be funded from the general fund, that there are ample funds in the matching grant fund to provide that match on that federal grant.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
There's not any questions, then I'd like to make my amendment.
Okay.
I want to make a motion to strike line 640 through 676 and insert that the Osage Nation authorize and appropriate the sum of $222,861 to Resident Opportunity and Support Services from the General Fund and the Treasury, and it's authorized to spend according to the table below.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The motion passes.
Okay, thank you, Chair. And if you give me a second, if there's anybody else that would like to speak regarding this, these monies at this time.
Now you're referring to the Resident Opportunity and Support Services still?
Yes, ma'am.
Or are you moving on? Okay.
Krista?
I'm sorry, were you speaking to me, Chair? This is Krista.
That was Congresswoman Rebar. Did you have a question for her, or did she?
Does anybody have any questions, I guess, at the committee that want to talk about the Resident Opportunity and Support Services dollars at this time? And I thought Krista could speak to it if she'd like to. If not, we can move through this bill and I'll get through it really fast.
Okay, well, it's new funding, so I believe Sheridan Pickering's on here. If you have any questions, I think he's here to answer those. So otherwise, I think we could move forward. Thank you.
Mr. Pickering?
Yeah, I'm here. Basically, it is kind of straightforward. It is a three-year grant from HUD. to basically fund a service coordinator position. Basically, it's going to be helping out providing case management services for individuals dealing with membership. So it is going to be renewable at the end of the 3-year period too.
Okay. Anyone have any additional questions or comments for Mr. Pickering? Okay. Congresswoman Revard, you ready to move on then?
I'm ready to move on and finish this bill out.
Okay.
Okay, so the next section is 28B, STARS, and in this section we'll be talking about the STARS for DePoska, and then we're going to go into Wheeler Fairfax, and then to Wheeler Hominy, Wheeler Pawhuska, and then the final will be Wheeler Skytook. And so this is a non-tribal $10,000 source of revenue. And so if Mr. Martin would like to talk about that at this time, and then when we go into the WELA, we can move forward to the director. I'll move right on.
Mr. Martin, did you have any comments or anything? Do we have any questions from the committee? Okay. So now, Congresswoman Rebar, you ready to move back? I think that information came in that you were looking for.
Well, I want to get through the rest of the sections if I can.
I'm sorry, I thought that was the end of the section.
No, I'm just trying to ask anybody if they want to talk about the non-tribal dollars that they're asking us to authorize. If not, I'll just keep moving.
Okay.
So if nobody has any questions, then let's move on to STARS Wheeler Fairfax for $17,500.
Okay.
Okay, STARS Wheeler Hominy, $10,000. STARS Wheeler Pawhuska. STARS Wheeler Skytook. I see people on the call, but they're not talking, so I'm gonna keep working.
This is Tara McKinney. I can answer that you may have.
Okay, Ms. McKinney, did you have some comments?
If you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you.
I don't guess we do.
Okay, thank you.
So these are, I do want to say that these are, looks as though it's new funding.
Yes, let me tell you a little bit about STARS and how it works. So every year, all the centers, we have to renew for STARS. It's part of the QRIS, so I'll just read you a little bit about what I have jotted down. Every year, we have to reapply for Reaching for the STARS program. This program helps support the mission of child care services to ensure children and their families have access to licensed, affordable, quality child care. The Reaching for the STARS program is a quality rating improvement system, QRIS, that provides a framework for building strong early care and education programs using 7 quality indicators. The systematic approach assesses, improves, and communicates quality levels in early care and out-of-school time education programs. Each facility is a 3-star program. By completing the application this year, we were awarded $10,000. This money will help with supplies, toys, and other items to help us stay within DHS regulations.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. So I want to back up if I can a little bit, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to make two more motions for amendments to this bill, and then we should be done.
Okay.
You'll bear with me. The very first motion is going to deal with the DHS stabilization funds that we discussed thoroughly yesterday.
Yes.
And so I'd like to make a motion to strike lines 89 through 262 and insert a new section into ONCA 2294, section 9G, DHS stabilization grant for Fairfax. The sum is $23,100. Also, to insert the following new section into ONCA 2294, section 9H, DHS stabilization grant for Hominy in the amount of $18,900. Also, to insert a new section into 2294, section 9I, DHS stabilization grant for Pawhuska in the amount of $18,900. And section 9J, DHS stabilization grant for Skytook in the amount of $23,100.
Second.
Motion and a second. Do we have any discussion? And so, can you give us a quick synopsis of what you've done? You've reduced this to the new amounts, is that correct?
As discussed yesterday, we were having this conversation with Grants and Jordan, and we tried to reach out before we filed the bill to executive branch with no avail. And so we had to move forward because of our deadline and being respectful to our legal counsel's time. And so we put in what we thought it would look like. In that, yesterday in our discussion with Grants, they had asked that we edit the way that we had submitted it in the bill originally. So that's what we're doing. Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion, questions? Not all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Amendment passes.
Thank you, Chair.
Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to amend page 10, lines 453, and insert the following new sections. Section 20B, Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund for the Judicial Building Construction in the amount of $2.5 million. And also to insert a following new section into 2294, section 20C, Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund for the Pawhuska Child Care Facility Construction in the amount of $500,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Amendment passes. Congresswoman Revard, do you have any others?
No, ma'am, but I would like to make a motion that we report out ONCA 23-29 to Congress with a due pass as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned.